You are listening to episode 6 of the FitzPro podcast. I am Annie Miller. I am your host. And today I want to bring you 3 game-changing entrepreneurial questions. So to me, these 3 questions have come to me through conversations with experts, taking business courses, and reading my favorite business books. I think that they are questions that really have the potential to lead to mindset shifts that I think are very important in the entrepreneurial space. So if you are an entrepreneur or you want to become one, then this is a podcast for you. So without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitzPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitzPro. All right, this one should be relatively short and sweet. I just want to share these game-changing questions with you, hopefully spark some interest, give you some resources, and get you on your way to implementing. So question number 1 actually comes from The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. I will link that in the show notes. This book is also on my Amazon page at anniemiller.co/Amazon if you want to check it out. And there are lots of questions in this book. I absolutely recommend reading it if you are an online entrepreneur or want to be. But the question is, what's the worst that can happen? Now, you might think that that is a very silly, simple, broad question, but it is so important because entrepreneurs are perfectionists a lot of times, and they are people who fear failure a lot of times. So they don't take massive action because they are afraid of something that could happen as a result of taking action they are afraid of on some level. So if we can learn to ask ourselves, what's the worst that can happen, and actually answer that question, like sit down and write in regards to whatever you are afraid of, whatever you're hesitant with, whatever you keep not taking action on, whatever leap you keep not taking, answer the question, what is the worst that can happen? Write it down, brain dump, everything that could possibly happen. You lose your job, you lose your house, whatever it is for you. Or, you know, it could be as simple if it's like a social rejection of some kind. Okay, write it down, put pen to paper and write down what the worst thing that can happen is. And I mean, be real, like think of the worst thing that can happen. Once you do that, then I want you, and this is an exercise from the book again, this is not my original work, I like to give credit where credit is due, but I'm passing it to you because I think it's valuable. So once you have the worst that can happen, then I want you to write down how you might come back from that situation. What are some possible ways that you could get out of that hole if the worst possible thing happened? And what this does is it decreases the weight of that worst thing, because you start to see that it wouldn't actually be the end of the world. You could come out of it, and the likelihood of the worst thing happening is not very high. So it kind of, it takes the weight away from that fear, from that hesitation, from not taking the leap. And it gives you a contingency plan. So you now have some options and some plan B. If it does, if everything does go to the shitter, you've got a backup plan. You've got a way to get out of that situation and you've already thought about it. So that is question number 1. And I'm serious. I want you to do that. Write down what's the worst thing that could happen. Jot it all down, get as deep as you can into the worst. I mean, make it really bad. And then think about how you might get out of that. Who could help you? What would the worst case really be? And then the next question you're going to answer is, what is essential? Or is this essential? So first you need to read the book, by Essentialism. I am like a freaking broken record with this book and entrepreneurs. On almost every power hour I have had, which a power hour is just my biz talk power hour, it's a business service that I give. I talk to entrepreneurs for an hour and a half about specific things that they are needing to find clarity on and get an action plan for within their business. So in all of these, or almost all of these, everyone has read Essentialism and has stated that it is a, quote, serious game changer, or, quote, life-changing book. So take it from them, take it from me. If you are an entrepreneur, you need to read Essentialism by Greg McEwen. I heard of this book through taking a course called Elegant Excellence by Hilary Rushford. It is a game changer and you need to read it. Basically, it is the practice of essentialism. So discovering kind of the 80-20 rule. Typically, 20% of what we do creates or has 80% of the impact. So 20% of what we do in our business, 20% of the tasks really make 80% of the impact, create 80% of the income, and you need to switch that and eliminate the 80% that isn't doing anything for you, that's just filling up space, filling up time, it's busy work. It does essentially nothing for the income of your business, for the development of your business. And so that is what this Essentialism is about. It's about finding what is absolutely essential to move you in the direction that you want to go so that you don't have 30,000 tabs open. You have one tab open, and that is your priority. You will get better results. You will be more productive. You will have more freedom, more time, and more clarity in your life. So determining what is essential and what is not essential is so important for your business. I cannot stress it enough. This is a question you need to ask. What is essential? And obviously this will make more sense if you read the book. It's linked on my Amazon page. Again, that's annymiller.co/Amazon. Or I'm also going to link it in the show notes so you can check that out on the blog as well. Ask what is essential. Focus on only that. I want to point out that this is not an easy thing to do. So when you figure out what is essential for your business, for whatever task you're trying to accomplish, it's going to mean saying no to things that would otherwise be a yes, but you're choosing to say yes only to things that are a hell yes, and you're going to say no to things that would have been a yes in the past. So that means saying no to good things as well. It's not that the other things you're doing in your business don't have some value or aren't also good. It's just that they aren't essential. So that is very important for you to figure out and something that you need to dive into, I think, to really make the gains that you want to make within your business. So that is question number two. What is essential? Is this essential? Your task is to read Essentialism. Write it down. Do it. Question number three is, what problem am I solving and for who? So this is not necessarily as self-helpy or self-development as the other two questions, but this is still so important and it is literally the basis of your business. All of your messaging is directed towards who you are helping and how you are helping them, or it should be. So if this isn't crystal clear, then your business and its mission is not super clear. That is an issue, and you need to solve it if this is you. So getting crystal clear on what problem you solve and who you solve it for and how you solve it is something that I think you need to stop and do right now if you are not clear on that. This comes from literally every business course I've ever taken. It's somewhere in every business book I've ever read. Every business podcast touches on this. It is the base of your business, and you need to take the time to get crystal clear and not BS and half-ass your way through this part of planning your business. And this is actually why I created my ideal client avatar creator, and why I am so thankful that Dr. Sean Pastuch of The Active Life challenged me to come up with what's called an only statement, which is basically a one-liner that proclaims who you are and how you help them. So These are things that I think that you need to do as a business owner up front, things that I had to revisit along the way, 3 to 4 years into business, and kind of redefine because I didn't take the time to really dive into it at the beginning. So no matter what stage you are in entrepreneurship, I think that these three questions are questions you need to ask and questions you need to get clear on. What is the worst that can happen? You can revisit that for almost everything you do in business, every big step you're going to take, anything you're afraid of, whether it's as small as posting a certain something on social media or getting a business partner or hiring someone. All of those things require you to ask this question. It will help you get clear and it will help diminish that fear somewhat and that hesitation that you have in that area. I think that you need to know what is essential and what is not essential, and that you need to keep revisiting that over and over and over again, because practicing essentialism does not just happen. It is not easy. It does take practice. And asking that question, what is essential to blank, you obviously need to be working towards something, and then asking, is this essential? Does this really need to be happening? Is this part of my 20% that will get me my 80%? Practice, you know, read the book, practice using essentialism in your life. And if you practice it in your business, it will absolutely carry over into other areas of your life. And then lastly, you better know who you're talking to and how you're solving their problem. So what problem am I solving and for who? And then obviously I hope that you know how you're solving it. So those three questions are my three game-changing questions for entrepreneurs. I think they are the most bang for your buck questions that you can ask yourself. And I hope that you take the time to answer these questions for any fears that you have in regards to your business and its productivity. Sit down, grab a pen and paper, really dive into these questions, and I hope that you find them helpful. If you found this podcast helpful, or any of the podcasts that you have listened to on the Fitspro podcast, please leave a review, give us 5 stars. I say us, it's me, give me 5 stars, and help me spread the message that I have. Like I have said before, you guys are really the microphone of this podcast. You help me get in front of other people who would not otherwise find me. So I am so appreciative of you. You are valuable to me, and I hope that you find value here on the Fitspro Radio. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and I appreciate you.